Good morning, everyone. God bless you. Greet you in Jesus' name. Dios les bendiga a todos. Estoy contento de estar de regreso con ustedes. I am very happy to be back among you all, and I want to share my thankfulness to all you and your trust, and also Brother John for your hospitality. Thank you so much. And I was asked to share the message in Spanish and English. So bear with me. It's hard enough to share the message in one language. So, you know, when you multiply that times two, I trust the Lord. Pray for me this morning. So yeah, let's begin with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we just come before you again, Lord, and we ask that your Holy Spirit move among us, Lord, and you know the needs of everyone here, Father. You know what your bride needs, Father, what your body needs today, Lord. I just pray, Father, that you would just use me today, Lord, just to bring encouragement, bring whatever that your church needs today, Father. We trust in you. We have witnessed your mighty hand upon us, Lord, and we know that you have shown your love to us in many ways, Father, and you never hold nothing back from us, Father. You have given your precious Son for us, Father. So just want to thank you again this day and just ask the blessing upon this day, Father, in Jesus' name. So to begin this morning, I would like to before I get into my message, I want to start with some words of an encouragement. Para empezar esta mañana, antes de comenzar mi mensaje, quiero compartir unas palabras de inspiración y para como fundamento, I would like to just lay a foundation for the message. You know, the word of God is precious to the children of God, and We find life in it, right? It speaks to us, and it's God speaking to us. La palabra de Dios es la voz de Dios, es la mente de Dios, es quien nos habla. And with that, knowing that, the Word of God declares of the church, of you all, of us, He declares for His church the salt of the earth. He declares of the church the light of the world. La palabra de Dios declara de la iglesia, de su gente, que son la sal de la tierra. Eso es lo que Dios declara de ti hoy en esta mañana. Dios declara de ti que eres la luz del mundo, como hijo, como iglesia. The Word of God also declares of us that we are the bride of Christ. And we are the body of Christ. So with that in mind, I always, you know, regardless of what I share, I always want to come across as an encouraging message, lifting people up. And, you know, I'm just simply sharing the Word of God. Simplemente me gusta compartir la palabra de Dios con su pueblo. Me gusta ver su palabra, sus promesas, y que la gente sea reanimada. So with saying this, God, you know, God gives the church an identity and purpose. So when doubts come, when fears come, we have to walk with what God says about us, what He declares about us. Cuando las dudas entran, los miedos entran, y el diablo quiere romper nuestra relación con Dios, debemos caminar con lo que Dios declara de nosotros. So it's beautiful how you look at your life before coming to Christ. Where were you? And for me, I don't know where I would be. I don't know. I could have been dead or in prison. Ponte a pensar, si Dios no te hubiera alcanzado, ¿dónde estuvieras tú hoy? ¿Qué sería de ti si no hubieras conocido la mano de Dios? And another thing I want us to keep in mind is that God has a lot of confidence in his church. And that should speak to us and inspire us, because God's love is real. And, you know, we're his precious people. He died for us. He's coming back for his church. So, yeah, with that, I would like to get into my message. And the title of my message this morning, el título de mi mensaje es, the title is Self-Worship. Self-Worship. El título es Auto-Adoración. Self-Worship. And I want to begin with 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Primera de Corintios, capítulo 1. Verses 18 and 20, versículos 18 al 20. First Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18 to 20. Capítulo 1, versículos 18 al 20. Brother John, should I read in just English or Spanish or both? Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm going to read in English. Starting in verse 18. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and I will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Had not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? So I'm going to go ahead and read in Spanish as well. En el versículo 18 dice, porque la palabra de la cruz es locura a los que se pierden, pero a los que se salvan, esto es, a nosotros es poder de Dios. Pues está escrito, destruiré la sabiduría de los sabios y desecharé el entendimiento de los entendidos. ¿Dónde está el sabio? ¿Dónde está el escriba? ¿Dónde está el disputador de este siglo? ¿No ha enloquecido Dios la sabiduría del mundo? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? What is the wisdom of this world? What comes to your mind when we speak on the wisdom of this world? What thoughts come to your mind? What do you get out of this verse? What is the wisdom of this world? ¿Qué es la sabiduría de este mundo? ¿Qué se te viene a la mente cuando escuchas cuando lees? Cuando dice la sabiduría de este mundo. And I came with a couple thoughts on it. It's the wisdom that excludes God out of the picture. So basically the world are willing to study space, study the ocean, study animals, study all kinds of things, but when it comes to God, they put him aside. There's no room for God in the world, in the wisdom of the world. Cuando se trata de la sabiduría del mundo, es una sabiduría que excluye a Dios de sus agendas. El mundo puede estudiar sobre el espacio, sobre los animales, tiene academias, tiene muchos estudios, pero no quiere reconocer a Dios. The wisdom of this world is the belief that man is self-sufficient. Men are working on, you know, making life better in this world. you know, making how to live longer, how men can live better, how can men become better without God. that's not going to work, right? Es la creencia de que el hombre es independiente, que puede progresar sin Dios, que puede estar sin Dios. Eso es la sabiduría de este mundo. It's also, the wisdom of this world is when we men, it's the belief that we men will decide what is wrong and what's right. We men will decide what is evil and what's good. And I wasn't going to turn to here, but in Genesis chapter 3, in Genesis capítulo 3, versículo 5, at the end of that verse, well, I'm going to read the whole verse. For God doeth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. So, 2025, the tactic hasn't changed. It's the same tactic that the devil brings to you. And it's simply you being your own God. You having your own agenda. You know, you deciding what's wrong and what's right, what's evil and what's good. Entonces, la trampa del diablo no ha cambiado. En Génesis capítulo 5 dice, seréis como Dios sabiendo el bien y el mal. Entonces, ahí es donde entra la tentación de pensar que nosotros podemos ser nuestro propio Dios. Nosotros, el hombre piensa que puede decidir lo que es bueno y lo que es malo. Pero eso es lugar para Dios, no para nosotros. Nosotros no somos Dios para decidir lo que es bueno y lo que es malo. He rejects the revelation of God in Jesus Christ. So, God revealed himself in the best way possible in his son Jesus Christ. It's like when his son came, when he walked on earth, this is me. This is who I am. This is, this is my son. And he was the perfect example. He's the pattern for us to follow. And he showed us the Heavenly Father. El mundo, la sabiduría del mundo también rechaza la revelación de Dios en Jesucristo. Jesucristo es la perfecta revelación de Dios. Y el mundo ha decidido rechazarlo y negar que él era Dios, a someterse al reinado de Jesucristo. So, behind this wisdom is self-worship. That's behind the wisdom of the force of the wisdom of this world is self-worship. It's simply, you know, we as men, we should be our own gods. I don't want nobody to tell me what to do. I wanna make my own calls. I wanna have my own agenda. Don't just keep your distance. Entonces, detrás de esta sabiduría del mundo está lo que se llama la autoadoración, que es simplemente una persona que se niega a someterse, a rendirse bajo la autoridad de cualquiera o alguien más. O de la autoridad de Dios, de la palabra de Dios. Self-worship. What is self-worship? It's when you think it's about me. That's a word. When you have that thinking, it's about me, what I like, what makes me feel good, my desires, my emotions, my happiness. That's what self-worship, you know, it rejects the word of God. It puts self before the word of God. And that's self-worship. Cuando la autoadoración es cuando tú piensas que se trata de ti, que se trata de lo que a ti te gusta, lo que te hace sentir bien, tus deseos, tus emociones y tu felicidad. Entonces, no se trata de tu felicidad, no se trata de tus emociones, se trata de someterte a la autoridad de Dios que está bajo su palabra. Self-worship is increasing, right? We can see it's increasing pretty fast. As I observe cultures, even back at home in Mexico, as I observe just in many cultures, you know, there has been a progression. We can name a couple, and we live around the Amish in our area in Allen County, and from what I'm hearing, they're not in the same place as they were 50 years ago. And that is because culture within itself is not the anchor. It's Jesus Christ and his love, the love for him, that it's the anchor to keep things where they're supposed to be. Many churches are closing doors. And we might not see that as much around here, but yeah, it's the evil is increasing tremendously. Before, people were out, church-going people, and less people are actually going to church now. So this is to me, self-worship is a very, it's a religion that it's in a high increase. Entonces, la autoadoración está afectando nuestras, quizás donde tú te creaste, tu cultura. Quizás ya no está donde estaba hace 50 años. La autoadoración está en incremento. Iglesias están cerrando. Cada vez menos gente cree en la existencia de Dios. El ateísmo está en incremento. Entonces, lo que está pasando es, antes la gente era religiosa, tan siquiera creía en Dios, ahora ni siquiera creen en Dios. El ateísmo está en incremento, pero el ateísmo, el Dios del ateísmo es idolatría, porque lo que ellos hacen es no creer en Dios, pero ellos se hacen su propio Dios. O sea, yo tengo las riendas de mi vida, yo mando en mi vida. So let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 3 verses 1 to 5. Lo voy a leer en español primero. Segunda de Timoteo 3:1-5. También debes saber esto, que en los postreros días vendrán tiempos peligrosos, porque habrá hombres amadores de sí mismos, avaros, vanagloriosos, soberbios, blasfemos, desobedientes a los padres, ingratos, impíos, sin afecto natural, implacables, calumniadores, intemperantes, crueles, aborrecedores de lo bueno, traidores, impetuosos, inefautos, amadores de los deleites más que de Dios, que tendrán apariencia de piedad, pero negará la eficacia de ella. A estos evita. 2 Timothy says in chapter 3, this know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce despisers of those that are good, traitors, hating, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. So the question I asked this morning, is there a self-worship spirit among the church of God? You know, as I started sharing the foundation of what God declares of the church, what the body of Christ are to be. But that spirit that's in the world, could that creep in among us? Is my question. Because la pregunta que me hago esta mañana es si ese espíritu de autoadoración puede filtrarse dentro de la iglesia, si puede estar entre nosotros, si ese espíritu de autoadoración puede afectarnos como iglesia o no, porque ese espíritu está en el mundo, pero la iglesia, como compartí al empezar, es para vivir una vida santa y en victoria, una vida llena de amor. Entonces, esa es la pregunta que hago esta mañana, si ese espíritu puede estar en la iglesia. And you know, I ask that because it's very clear here that the verses I just read are describing going church going people, right? It's not the atheist that I don't think it's speaking on here. There is always that there's always them people that would desire both. They would want the world and they want God. They don't want to go to hell. They want heaven. And so, yeah, that's as I look at this, read these verses. You know, it speaks to me strongly, and you know, it's for us to probably examine ourselves, right? Where are we with our submission before the reign, before Christ reign? Entonces, esto es para preguntarnos y examinarnos a nosotros mismos. ¿Dónde estamos con Dios en esta área? ¿Realmente estoy en paz con su palabra? ¿Estoy en paz con sus mandatos, con su dirección, con sus mandamientos? And so I have a couple questions here for us to meditate on. Some questions that we can, as brothers in the church, can ask ourselves. And the first question I have for us to ask ourselves is, am I still open to be corrected? Am I still open to be corrected? Estoy, una de las preguntas que nos debemos hacer esta mañana, estoy abierto a corrección. Creo que existe la posibilidad de que me pueda equivocar, de que estoy mal, y si estoy dispuesto y abierto a que mis pastores, mis hermanos, mi familia hablen conmigo en amor y me corrijan. Am I still open to be corrected? You know, that's a big one, because to have what God wants from us, to have that church, we need to be open among each other, right? We need to be willing to hear, because a lot of times God can correct me through my son, through my children. You know, if I ask them what they see, they're going to tell me. God corrects through my brothers in the church, through the elders, my wife, and you know, we need to be open to that, you know, walk in humility, and if I need to be corrected, that I'm open, and with a clear communication. Do I get easily offended? me ofendo rápidamente por cualquier cosita que me puedan decir o me puedan hacer. Soy rápidamente ofendido o tengo gracia para mis hermanos, sabiendo de que nadie es perfecto y que todos cometemos errores. Entonces, es una de las cosas que hay que preguntarnos, y que Dios, si no tenemos esa paciencia con nuestros hermanos, ese amor, pues Dios puede llenar ese corazón y nos puede llenar de ese amor por los hermanos. Tiene que haber una comunicación clara entre nosotros como hermandad, como familia. Do I get easily offended? You know, I used to work at a metal shop, and I had a brother above me. He was my supervisor. He go to a sister church, and when you get to know the customers, you know, when certain customers, he said, Ephraim, when this customer shows up, you gotta put your white gloves on. You gotta really, you're limited to what you can tell him. He'll get upset real quick. And you know, I don't want to be known for that brother. I don't want to be known that, you know, hey, you be careful with him, because you approach him and he might not like it, you know. So yeah, it's just things to consider. Do I get easily offended? I believe that we should have a forbearance with one another. I have witnessed many people, especially not among like where I'm at now, but in a Pentecostal church, you see it all the time. Just any little offense, and here they go, they leave, and they just go from church to church. Church, like, they get easily offended, you know. So it's good if we can consider that we're all under God's perfection, right? God is still working in each and one of us. And even through that, he still wants that unity among us. Entonces, la otra pregunta es si me ofendo rápidamente. Y yo creo que el Espíritu Santo y el amor de Dios en el corazón de nosotros es la fortaleza para que podamos resistir cuando hay algún malentendido, alguna confusión o alguna mirada, y a veces asumimos cosas, ¿verdad? Entonces tenemos que tener cuidado. You know, what about when you're falsely accused? I don't know if anybody here has been falsely accused before, but you know, if you are falsely accused, I don't know, you know, what do you expect, you know, if you are going to be falsely accused, because you're a child of God. You love God. You know, you walk in integrity. You walk in faithfulness. So, you know, I know it's not easy to rejoice in that, but to rejoice when you're falsely accused, because, you know, you love God. It's not whatever they're accusing you of, it's not truth. So that's another one that can, when somebody's falsely accused, that can bring discouragement, and many have quit their walk with God. So it's very real, you know, because we think about it. Different personalities come together, and we're all different in some ways. But and then God is asking us to walk in unity and in brotherly love. So it takes denying to self. Another one is, are you still holding to your identity? You know, you want God, but yet you have your own agenda. You still want to accomplish. You have dreams. You have ambitions to accomplish. But is that the agenda that God has for you? You know, and so that's something to consider as well. La otra cosa a considerar es si todavía estás reteniendo tu identidad. Porque cuando una persona camina con Dios, Sucede un funeral donde ya no importa lo que, quién es Efraín, quién es, ahora es que Jesús, yo reflejar a Jesús. No tanto de yo quiero ser alguien importante, quiero ser reconocido, quiero que me, que no quererle quitar la gloria y el honor a quien le corresponde, que es a Jesucristo. So are you still holding to your identity? You know, because here's the thing, if we, sometimes the enemy don't really, the enemy is not bothered if, you know, going to church, sing all you want and read all you want, but there is just one thing where you don't give yourself completely to God, that's where we can, it can hinder our walk with God. When, you know, the Word of God declares Jesus as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And so, I don't want to hold nothing back from my Lord. What's He want from me? And so, if we are to be under His authority, His Lordship. Another thing that I thought was, when the brotherhood comes to an agreement on something, but you do otherwise. Basically, you know, I really appreciate, you know, what I have now with the brothers that I'm with, and it's such a blessing to have a brotherhood agreements. You know, I don't like, you know, when I like some people like to call them rules, but I don't like that. It's, you know, we as a church need to come together and have an identity. Who do we want to be? You know, and how we want to apply some of the scriptures in our lives. And it's such a blessing. It's such a blessing to come together and you know, the blessing is not there when you kind of idle yourself. You know, the church wants to go this direction. It's been talked to, and but still you wanna go your own way. It's the blessing's not there. Entonces, otra cosa que a considerar es si la iglesia llega a algún acuerdo de cualquier asunto, es una bendición cuando estás comprometido con la iglesia, cuando estás en la misma página que con tus hermanos, que quizás a lo mejor algunas cosas no son de mi gusto, pero igual me someto a ello porque quiero caminar en armonía con mis hermanos, con mis hermanas, y es una bendición que podamos ser parte de su iglesia y que podamos caminar juntos en armonía con los hermanos. Esa es una bendición más grande que saber que necesito de ellos, que solo no puedo y que solo no tengo todos los talentos y los dones. The last one I have here is, am I struggling in my Christian life because I am not dying to self? You know, there is times where our faith is tried, it's tested, but God's grace is sufficient. You know, when we cry out to Him, when we depend on Him, He makes a way. You know, when there's things in our minds, in our hearts that need to be dealt with, you go out with the brothers and in prayer to God. God's grace is sufficient to overcome the challenges that will come, because we're on a journey. We're on a journey, and as we talked last night with Brother John, you know, we have a beginning. We gotta have you need a beginning, but we need to be consistent in our walk, and we want to finish our walk with our journey, right? La otra pregunta que tengo es si quizás batallo en mi vida cristiana porque todavía hay cosas que no le doy a Dios. La carne, lo que es el yo, siempre está allí para quererse revelar a las cosas de Dios. Y es una lucha, pero la gracia de Dios es suficiente para sobrellevar esas pruebas y esas tentaciones. Cada uno de nosotros estamos siendo perfeccionados, pero con la ayuda de Dios podemos vencer y podemos tener la victoria en nuestras vidas. And I want to close with Mark chapter 8, verses 34 and 35. Marcos capítulo 8, versículos 34 y 35. Marcos 8, 34 y 35 dice, y llamando a la gente y a sus discípulos, les dijo, si alguno quiere venir en pos de mí, niéguese a sí mismo y tome su cruz y sígame. Porque todo el que quiera salvar su vida la perderá, y todo el que pierda su vida por causa de mí y del evangelio la salvará. And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples, also he said unto them, Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. And you know what? I think he means what he says here, right? In verse 35, whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's sake, and the gospel's the same shall save it. And so, yeah, I just, in my heart, I had, sometimes situations happen, and it's just a burden for me this morning, just for us to as the Church of Christ, I want to close with what God declares of his church, the salt of the earth, the light of the world, the bride of Christ, the body of Christ. And it's heartbreaking when things happen among us, when we hear of failure from one of us, it hurts the testimony of the church and of Christ. And so, yeah, I just, my heart today is to encourage us to not lose our identity, to understand what God is declaring of us, and how God shows a lot of confidence in his church. But self can get in the way. Self can easily get in the way, and so, yeah, my encouragement is that that we can come under the authority of Christ and his word and be at peace with God, in our lives. Entonces, con esto quiero cerrar el mensaje, y sabiendo lo que Dios declara de su iglesia, pues es bueno para nosotros tener en cuenta lo que Dios dice de ti, lo que Dios dice de nosotros, y caminar en ello, caminar en la confianza que Dios tiene en ti, lo que Dios declara de ti, porque a veces vienen las tentaciones y los temores, o a veces perdemos la identidad y nos desviamos del camino a veces. So with that, I would like to just thank you all for your time, and yeah, God bless.